The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling is on track to break its record of more than 8,000 calls it received in 2003. Council Director Rose Gruber says most of those calls come from people who gamble at one of the state's 23 tribal casinos. But she says the 55% increase in calls in the past 2 years is partly due to better publicity about the hotline at the casinos themselves.
The casinos in Wisconsin have been very positive in doing responsible gaming programs or letting us put signage in the bathrooms. Most of the casinos have our posters or brochures at some point in the casino. You know, definitely they're gambling at the casinos, but they also may be seeing that information there, which may be why a good percentage of them are also calling.
Gruber says the most striking increase has been among callers actually threatening suicide because of their gambling debt. There was only one such call in 1996, but eight last year.
We've always heard from people who say, I've thought of suicide. That's pretty common, unfortunately, with compulsive gamblers. But we've seen an increase in calls where people say, I'm going to kill myself. This is what I'm going to do. And that certainly is alarming to us. The positive thing of that certainly is that they're giving us a call, and hopefully we can get them hooked up for help versus the alternative there.
Much of the funding for the gambling hotline comes from tribal casinos themselves. Gruber says some have special training programs for employees to help them spot problem gamblers and steer them out of the gaming rooms.
And they'll try to, you know, maybe you've had enough gambling for today, or why don't we get you some lunch, or, you know, try to do some things to kind of pull them away if they're getting real intense with the gambling.
There are an estimated 265,000 problem gamblers in the state. About 8,000 fall into the out-of-control category. The average gambling debt among callers to the hotline is more than $30,000. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.